Scattered showers for the remainder of the afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still well above normal for this time of year in the 70 to 75 degree range. This evening and into the overnight, a few gusty thunderstorms will pop on radar. Some of those storms not only will contain the gustier winds, along with some heavier downpours, even some small hail. Temperatures tomorrow morning, mid-50s to lower 60s. We're in the upper 70s to lower 80s on Thursday, and by Friday, near 70 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Clouds and 65 degrees in Washington as we try to head into the 70s.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up,
we look at why this morning's commute was one of the worst of the year.
This was terrible.
I'm Nick Einelli.
The Virginia General Assembly and Governor Youngkin starting over when it comes to a new state budget.
Congress reexamines a critical delay on January 6th involving the D.C. National Guard. I'm Mitchell Miller, today on The Hill.
The Dow has turned up now, 36 points, S&P down 20. It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Alejandro N. Mayorkas?
History today at the U.S. Senate, where senators are getting sworn in as jurors for an impeachment trial against the Homeland Security Secretary. CBS's Scott McFarland has more now from Capitol Hill.
The arguments have remained the same. Democrats say this is a political ploy by Republicans seeking to ding the Biden administration. Republicans have alleged that Secretary Mayorkas has engaged in willful and systematic failure to adhere and follow and execute federal immigration law.
Mayorkas argues he's been doing his job. Earlier today, a Senate panel gave her disturbing testimony on Boeing. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Boeing engineer Sam Salapour testified that
they are putting out defective airplanes,
adding that Boeing is using brute force to close safety gaps on its 787 planes.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align.
He says he's faced threats of physical violence.
Senators are urging the Justice Department now to look into possible criminal charges. In the Middle East, the pressure's on Israel to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Jerusalem.
In the north, one bakery was brought to life for the first time in 6 months after receiving fuel and flour. For many, it is a lifeline. But it is not enough. Many waited more than 6 hours for just one loaf of bread.
But Israel may be preoccupied by Iran right now. Today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to respond to its attacks, brushing off calls for restraint from allies. Millions of people in the Midwest are now cleaning up following powerful storms, including tornadoes. Two Kansas farmers say their properties were destroyed in Greenwood County.
One of my wife's friends down by Piedmont texted her and said, take cover, there's one coming towards you.
Target's now the target of a class action lawsuit for reportedly collecting and storing customers' face and fingerprint scans. A woman in Illinois is leading the charge, claiming the retail giant didn't ask permission to keep that data. The letter S could stand for strike soon on Sesame Street. The Writers Guild says all 35 of the show's writers will hit the picket lines Monday if they can't hammer out a new deal by Friday. They're pushing for pay raises and residuals.
Keep going.
And 353 little ballerinas just broke a world record in New York City for most dancers on point at the same time. They held it for a full minute. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
2:03 on WTOP, Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Got a chance of some rain here this afternoon. We're sitting at 66 in D.C. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story. Probably a lot of people still reeling from this morning's commute for many in Maryland and Virginia. And we can blame it on a road project going too late into the rush hour. Some drivers say a commute, which usually takes them 40 minutes, ended up being 2 hours to get to work. WTOP's Nick Iannelli takes a look at what went wrong.
Construction crews have been working during the overnight hours on a bridge over the Beltway near Georgetown Pike in the McLean area. They're supposed to be wrapped up by 5 a.m., but this time...
It took longer than expected.
Michelle Holland with Virginia's Department of Transportation says workers ran into some issues lifting up steel girders and locking them into place.
They had to take that extra time to make sure it was safe before they could reopen traffic.
It really messed up the Beltway. And then there was a disabled tractor-trailer on the outer loop near the American Legion Bridge. WTOP traffic reporter Rita Kessler says it was just a perfect storm.
This is one of the worst traffic mornings that we have had this year. I mean, I was at the point where I was telling people just to work from home today.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Now keep it here on WTOP as we guide you through the afternoon rush hour with Dave Dildine and traffic. That's coming up in a few moments.
2:04 on the day when Virginia lawmakers and the governor were scheduled to tackle the state's budget for the next 2 years. WTOP has learned both sides have decided to start from scratch. The Virginia General Assembly got back to work today. A Virginia lawmaker tells us the current budget plan will be put to the side and a new one will be worked out in the coming weeks. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin proposed more than 200 budget amendments, with the highlights being over taxes. A new budget needs to be in place by the end of June, or there could be a possible state government shutdown.
Well, it has been 4 years since a January 6th attack on the Capitol. Now, Congress is taking a fresh look at why the D.C. National Guard was delayed for hours. Details from WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on the Hill.
The chairman of a House panel, Georgia Republican Barry Loudermilk, says it took more than 3 hours for the D.C. National Guard to deploy after people broke into the Capitol.
The New Jersey State Police, from nearly 150 miles away, responded to the Capitol before the D.C. National Guard.
Michael Brooks, who was the senior enlisted leader of the D.C. Guard at the time, says it was frustrating knowing he and others were just down the road as the rioting unfolded.
We were there. And we were ready.
Today's testimony backs up accounts that senior officials at the Pentagon were concerned about the optics of sending in the Guard. The January 6th committee concluded that former President Trump didn't reach out to the defense secretary or others during the violence. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Well, now to the excitement over the WNBA after the draft involving top players, including Caitlin Clark this week. It also comes as millions more people have been watching women's college basketball. So what will it mean for Washington's WNBA team when the Mystics take on Clark and the Indiana Fever? Well, WTOP's John Doman tells us.
She wouldn't give hard numbers, but Washington Mystics chief business officer Allison McCauley says,
this will be one of the largest season ticket member bases we've had in quite some time for the Mystics.
Interest is up in some cases substantially. Tickets for June's game involving the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark are selling for hundreds of dollars a pop. And since the Mystics play their home games in the league's second smallest arena, will they need to find a bigger venue?
Not just that Fever game. I think we're seeing that demand for some of our other games this season. So, yeah, that's something that we're certainly taking a hard look at.
But even if they can move, it's not clear where they would move the games at the moment. John Dome in WTOP News.
Well, from basketball to car racing, a Formula One car will take over part of Pennsylvania Avenue this weekend. The Red Bull Show Run happens on Saturday. It is a free event where Oracle Red Bull Racing will demonstrate the power of its RB7 car. Now, that car has won multiple F1 championships all around the world. You want to watch out for road closures this weekend around Pennsylvania Avenue for the event. Again, it's going to be held on Saturday. We have all the details for you posted at WTOP.com.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
Cheaper Internet. I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
208. Traffic and weather together on the 8th. Dave Dildine is in the traffic center.
Well, after a ferocious morning rush hour on the Beltway near the Legion Bridge, fingers crossed this afternoon goes a little more smoothly. It's a little slow right now within the Express Lanes Extension Project. The construction blocks a single right lane, both loops, near Georgetown Pike. But around this time every afternoon, crews start backing up on the outer loop and pulling back barrels. Should have the right lane reopening soon. Meantime, delays begin just south of River Road. Inner loop, you're on the brakes. Just be on Route 7. leaving Tysons. 66 westbound just a bit heavy leaving Roslyn. Beyond the Beltway, full speed, no delays out to Centerville. 95 work zones both ways between Dumfries and the Dale City exit. And it's blocking the right lane again, north and southbound on 95 across from the car rest area. Again, both directions slow, losing that right lane. In Maryland, 95, Beltway to Beltway, good. BW Parkway, only minor delays. 270 quiet. Route 50, you're in good shape between the Beltway and the Bay Bridge. DC 295 northbound between Burroughs and Eastern. Road work back. Right side reported blocked. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price and the windshield of every car. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Scattered showers will dot radar for the remainder of the afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Daytime high temperatures will be in the lower to middle 70s. This evening and into the overnight, we are going to see a chance for a few gusty thunderstorms with some brief heavier downpours, especially north and west of D.C. Temperatures will drop through the 50s into the lower 60s by early tomorrow morning as our skies begin to partially clear. A mix of sun and clouds on your Thursday, a stray shower or two, up upper 70s to lower 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have a lot of clouds right now. 69 in Reston, 68 in Bethesda, 66 in Northwest D.C. It's all brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP's Money News. 10 and 40 past the hour. Off we go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Boeing's quality crisis is costing its customers now. United Airlines has slashed Boeing aircraft deliveries for this year and will add Airbus A321 Neo jets to its fleet. The temporary grounding of the 737 MAX 9 led to a $200 million charge for United Airlines alone last quarter. More potential homebuyers are looking for alternative mortgage loans. FHA and VA mortgage loan applications accounted for 25% of all mortgage applications last week. Comcast is launching cheaper internet and wireless phone plans. Both are prepaid, both are month to month. Called Now Internet, it starts at $30 a month. Now Mobile is $25 per line. There's also Now TV with 40 cable channels and $20 a month. The Dow is up 40 points. The S&P 500 is down 14. The Nasdaq's down 104. That's a half percent. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Bring your friends and family to Lido Pizza on Wednesdays and get a free appetizer with any $25 purchase. Lido Pizza, a family value since 1955.
Coming up, we'll get into what Maryland is doing to try and make buying concert tickets more transparent and ensuring that you get what you pay for. We're going to chat with Anne Arundel County State Senator Don Guile. It's 2:11.
The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook's officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports all in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. I know that in tonight's baseball action, I'm going to be building a parlay combining the Phillies and Rays on their respective money lines. Don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/BigChi to sign up today. That's promo code Big Chi. BIGCHEE. 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call, text 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to CleanOrigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Later this hour, why health leaders in one part of our region are worried about a rabid raccoon. Well, more from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Attention, members of the military, law enforcement, and defense industry personnel. The Modern Day Marine Expo will be held April 30th through May 2nd in Washington, D.C. With more than 300 exhibitors displaying the latest in warfighting innovation and technology, this is an event you won't want to miss. The event also features dozens of presentations from senior Marines, wargaming, and other special events. Visit moderndaymarine.com to register today. That's moderndaymarine.com.
Spring will be here before you know it, and that means it'll soon be time to gather outside. There's no better get-together than one on a new deck or paver patio from Longfence. Right now, get 25% off. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 2:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us.
Well, if you bought a ticket to a concert or a sporting event lately, you know how much the price has spiked in the last few years, sometimes costing thousands of dollars for the big-name performers or the hugely popular teams. Well, there's been a move in Maryland to try to make that process of buying tickets more transparent. State lawmakers in Annapolis passed legislation to make it clear how tickets on resale sites like SeatGeek and StubHub are actually sold, what the seller and the company has to disclose about the ticket, specifically if they have the actual ticket.
Well, here to help us better understand what the bill bans and how it will impact those of us who are looking forward to a summer of concerts is Anne Arundel County Democratic State Senator Dawn Guile, who sponsored the legislation. Senator, thanks for joining us. Can you give us the 10-cent tour of what this bill tries to do and how it will work to help those of us that can go to those concerts, hopefully, and those sporting events this summer?
Yeah, sure. This bill does essentially four main things. So the first thing it does is require greater transparency in ticket prices. So this would require each step of the transaction. A lot of times we have this this frustration when you go to buy a ticket, it shows an amount on the first page, you get to that last page and just about ready to buy the ticket. And all of a sudden, there's all these fees that are added on to it. Also, you may not know exactly where the seat location is. So there's a lot of lack of clarity as on the information that you're given for these tickets at the outset. So this would require that greater transparency at the beginning. It would also ban speculative tickets. Now, this is something that I learned about in the course of doing this bill, is that these are tickets that people don't actually own. And they will go to sell the ticket and create false urgency on these secondary sites. It can happen even before the tickets go on sale at the primary market. And we worked closely with Meriwether Post Pavilion, one of our big concert venues here in Maryland. And they said that this has been a really frustrating issue because it leads to driving up ticket prices. Another part of this bill is that it would make certain requirements for refunds. Your show's canceled, you got to get your money back. And then finally, it would require the Office of the Attorney General Consumer Protection Division to do a study on the ticketing market here in Maryland and make some recommendations as to what we can do in the future to remove a lot of that deception that occurs here in the ticketing industry.
Senator, assuming the governor will sign this into law, what can we as consumers do and what should we look for when it comes to buying tickets from the other sites that are not the actual venues?
Just make sure that when you go to buy a ticket that are not the actual venue, that you're buying a ticket from a reputable place. Another thing that we learned about are deceptive URLs. Now, this happened here in Annapolis. Nutcracker was doing a show. The local Annapolis Ballet Company was doing a Nutcracker production around the time of the holidays. And we heard a lot of complaints from certain consumers that they would go online looking for tickets in order to purchase a Nutcracker. A grandmother wants to take her grandkids to see this Nutcracker performance. And Tickets were going for $250 when you could buy them directly from the venue for $20, $30, you know, much, much less than what secondary ticket markets were trying to sell them for. And a lot of them were using what's called deceptive URLs. And these are websites that make you think that you're getting them from the primary market, but are not really the primary market. So I would just caution when people are going online to buy tickets, you know, do indeed do a little bit of comparison shopping, but also make sure when you're looking at it that these sources are indeed reputable sources.
Senator, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Maryland State Senator Don Guile, who represents Anne Arundel County.
We're brought to you by Giant. Stock up and save at Giant. Salmon fillets, just $9.99 a pound. Buy two, get two free on select Coke 12 packs. Start your free pickup order at giantfood.com today. WTOP's traffic and weather together. Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
Here's a new one. A shipwreck on the Beltway near Landover. Crash involving a truck hauling a big boat on the outer loop. Delays building quickly. It is past Maryland Route 202. First responders arriving a couple minutes ago. The center lanes are blocked. Car traffic channeling around the vehicles and the vessel. One lane to the left down the left shoulder getting by, and two right merge lanes also getting by. A big distraction for drivers on the inner loop. I think rubbernecking delays are inevitable, but interloop lanes remain open. Now, on the opposite side of the Beltway, after a disastrous morning commute, it is less eventful this afternoon. The routine recurring single lane closures at the Georgetown Pike and Express Lanes project are getting lifted. Outer loop almost have the right lane open. Interloop, the right lane still coned off between the toll road and Georgetown Pike, and it's still slow both ways, north of 7 and south of River Road. In Virginia on 66, westbound traffic just heavy near Roslyn. Beyond the Beltway, no delays. 95, slow both ways toward what remains of work zones near the Dale City car rest area. North and southbound, it was the right lane blocked in both directions. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's head over to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center. Meteorologist Steve Rudin joins us live. Steve, we've got more clouds today, much more than we had yesterday. Are we going to get some rain out of this?
Yeah, you know, a few showers on and off as they move through the remainder of the afternoon. Not everyone will see wet weather. However, the clouds, the showers, keeping our temperatures down. We're only in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and that's pretty much going to be our daytime high temperatures for the day. Now, for this evening, we may see some gusty thunderstorms develop, especially north and west of D.C. and along the Maryland-Pennsylvania border. Some of these gusty storms may have the heavier downpours along with wind gusts 40, 50 miles per hour, and that's going to draw to a close by about midnight tonight. Once again, very isolated and heavily concentrated north and west of D.C. Once we get that out of the way, our skies are going to partially clear. Our temperatures by early tomorrow morning will be in the 50s, upper 70s to lower 80s, so very warm considering the time of year tomorrow. A stray shower can't be ruled out. Then we're cooler near 70 on Friday. It's 68 in Manassas, the same in the district, 67 in Gaithersburg.
All right, Steve, thanks. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET.
Still ahead, the Senate has opened the impeachment trial of the Homeland Security Secretary over what Republicans call his mishandling of the southern border. We're going to get a special report from CBS in moments. 222.
Gen AI will reshape every organization, so don't fall behind. Attend Oracle's Federal Forum on April 25th at the Washington, D.C. downtown Westin to get current on the latest developments in data and AI, and learn how to apply generative AI to impact mission outcomes. You'll join peers in civilian government, defense, and intelligence to discuss harnessing Oracle's mission-built cloud solutions for government. Register for the Oracle Federal Forum for free at oracle.com/fedforum.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one, or tackling a new do-it-yourself project. It can be just energizing to get outside. We are once again looking forward to summer camps, family reunions, and planning vacations. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. As we head into this season of possibilities, don't let foot pain hold you back. Make this spring the start of a new season in your life at the Good Feet Store. Come in today for your free fitting and test walk. The Goodfeet store has locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and we look forward to seeing you at the Goodfeet store.
Breaking news on WTOP.
Well, we were expecting a CBS News special report, but we are talking about the impeachment trial that is beginning in the Senate right now for Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary. The senators involved have signed a book. It's a very solemn procession that's before the actual talking begins. So we will have more on the Senate and its impeachment trial for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. We'll check in with our Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller coming in just a few minutes.
It is 2:24. We have an update now on why things came to a halt earlier today for Alaska Airlines. A technical issue was to blame.
Alaska Airlines says there could be residual delays all day after it asked the FAA for a ground stop holding all Alaska flights along with its regional carrier Horizon Air. The reason was an upgrade Alaska did to its weight and balance system for flights, which didn't go so well. So for an hour, all Alaska planes that were on the ground stayed on the ground. The issue is fixed for now, but the impact could cause delays all day. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Well, George Wallace is here with a couple of big breaking NBA stories.
Yeah, Sean, including the Raptors' Jontay Porter being banned for life from the league. He's the brother of Nuggets star Michael Porter Jr. He's banned for violating the league's gaming rules. He reportedly bet on the Raptors to lose, limited his own participation in games for gambling purposes, bet on NBA games, and would provide confidential info to bettors. You cannot do that. So he has been banned for life. The other news of the day, Pelicans Zion Williamson going to be out Friday for the game against Sacramento. The winner will get the eighth seed in the Western Conference. He had 40 last night. Hurt his hamstring at the end of the game, ran off the floor. He was not happy. Pelicans end up losing to the Lakers last night, but he will not be playing on Friday. Lakers move on to face the Nuggets. Tonight it's Miami at Philadelphia, Atlanta at Chicago for the play-in round. Capitals back in the playoffs thanks to last night's win in Philadelphia. The empty netter by TJ Oshie. They get the Rangers, a team they split the four regular